Scientists at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration have issued a report card on the condition of the Arctic sea ice as its annual spring melt begins. It looks as if the sea ice is on track for another withdrawal similar to the last 3 years, APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
When it reached its maximum on February 28th of this year, the Arctic sea ice covered 5.85 million square miles. That's the fifth lowest winter maximum on record, but more extensive than what it's been in recent years. Scientists were hoping to see more, but considerable ice drifted out of the Arctic Ocean over the winter. And chances are now slim that much of the ice that made it through the cold summer of last year will survive to thicken and become more resistant to climate warming. Alaskans will have little trouble remembering that last summer was far cooler than average, so last fall, Arctic ice did not melt back as far as it did in the startling pullback of 2007. Walt Meyer is with the National Snow and Ice Data Center in Colorado.
At the end of last summer, a lot of the first year ice survived the summer, which usually most of that melts.
Scientists were relieved and said it looked as if the pullback of the ice had hit a plateau for a while. Now the ice would thicken, becoming what they call two-year ice. And some of it did, but a lot of it got blown away instead, pushed by winter storms out of the Arctic Ocean. Scientists now have satellites sophisticated enough to tell how old ice is. An animated tracking they released yesterday shows that winter winds pushed a lot of older ice out of the Arctic Ocean and along the coast of Greenland to the Atlantic. This included 150,000 square miles of that year-old ice that survived the cool summer last year, and 73,000 square miles of ice older and thicker than that. The result is that we start the melting season right about where we were a couple of springs ago. So by this fall, the withdrawal is now predicted to once again get down to somewhere not that far above the record lows of the past few years.
I think unless we get another really warm summer that we melt a lot of ice, 2009 will probably be in the same ballpark as 2007 and 2008. But if we get a warm year, a warm summer, it's certainly the way the ice cover is set up this winter. It's set up that it could potentially go as low or lower than 2007.
2007 was a record. Meyer says it's not unusual to see that much ice leave the Arctic Ocean over the course of a winter. About 10% of it goes every winter.
Winds blowing the ice around in the Arctic throughout the winter and through the summer, and there's always an export of ice out down south along the coast of Greenland. I would say that this year's not particularly remarkable.
But scientists have seen more and more of the older and thicker ice get blown out in recent years. At this point, only 10% of the ice on the Arctic Ocean is multi-year ice, as compared to the 30 or 40% that would have been normal a decade ago. The ice cover at maximum this winter was 70% just one-year-old ice, very prone to melting this summer. NASA's records do show that in Alaska waters, the Bering Sea was cooler than average this winter, and it still has more ice than usual. But all of that is first-year ice expected to melt away over the summer. And to the east, in the Canadian Arctic, any hope of a recovery of sea ice due to the survival of first-year ice last fall is just gone with the wind.
That replenishment is maybe a little bit helpful, but it's not a sign of any kind of long-term recovery or long-term replenishment of the thick ice, at least not yet.
The sea ice tracking data shows a long-term downward trend since 1980. NASA's Tom Wagner said at a news conference yesterday that the ice is now thinner than ever. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.